And I'm really glad to hear that that's something that concerns you, because I think, you know, there's been a lot written about people who feel they've been abused and harassed on Twitter. And I think no one more so than women and women of color and black women. And there's been data that's come out. You know, Amnesty International put out a report a few months ago where they showed that a subset of active black female Twitter users were receiving, on average, 1 in 10 of their tweets were some form of harassment. And so when you think about health for the community on Twitter, I'm interested to hear specifically, you know, health for everyone, but specifically, how are you looking to make Twitter a safe space for that subset, for women of color and black women?
Yeah, it's a pretty terrible situation. When you're coming to a service that ideally you want to learn something about the world, and you spend the majority of your time reporting abuse, receiving harassment. So what we're looking most deeply at is just the incentives that the platform naturally provides and the service provides. Right now, the dynamic of the system makes it super easy to harass and to abuse others through the service. And unfortunately, the majority of our system in the past worked entirely based on people reporting harassment and abuse.